Well, good morning, New Life. We are here once again doing our Sunday service, just like we did about 6 months ago online. Missing everyone today. I'm really wanting to be doing an in-service message today, but that's just not going to happen. So glad you're with us today. And so we're here doing our online worship service, and we're just going to do a message today. So I want to bring that to you today. I want to remind you today that we are definitely in some pretty rough times in our country. But if God's called you to preach, you need to keep preparing to preach and keep preaching. If God's called you to teach, keep studying, because you're going to get that time to teach again. And whatever God's gifted you with, you need to be ready to keep, you know, prepping right now, because you're going to be using those, or just keep using them. This is not the time to stop or not the time to quit. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in 2 Corinthians this morning. We're going to be in chapter 12. There's a part of us that we struggle in our ministry sometimes when things happen to us or things are happening in our lives that we just want to quit. We're going to keep reminding you got to keep going. But Paul comes to a place here where he wants to work on something that's personal in his life that he feels causing him some animosity, some problems, and maybe a stumbling block, and he wants to pray about that. So here he is in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. He says, "For though I might desire to boast," in verse 6, "I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth, but I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me." I think he knows that we have to be careful not to boast about ourselves. We are not to boast about who and what we do. We here at New Life and New Life Ministries, we have a lot going on. And we have a lot of ministries, and for the size of our church, we are doing a lot. But we need to remember that it is not us doing it. People are going to say you're doing a great job, and you take it and you go. People are going to say, "Wow, you are amazing." But we need to remember that it is God who's doing these things. God can do these things without us. He can do it without me. This is not my church. This is where I serve. People say, "Yeah, Jimmy's church." No, this is the Lord's church. This is New Life. This is where people want to serve and follow the vision that God's given to us. And so this church is just, we need to boast on the Lord. We need to boast on what He is doing. The ministries are His. The church is His. And so we need to remember that we can do nothing without Him. And without Him, we can do nothing. So here it is. Though I might desire to boast, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But I will boast on the Lord. Verse 7, he says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. So there's a part here that because we do things, people see that, and people want to give words of encouragement and words to lift us up and say how great we are, but we need to be careful not to let those things build us up because it's just, there's an obstacle that's going to come, and we're dancing around, pride is lurking, and we need to make sure somebody says, "Hey, you're a good teacher," someone says, "Hey, you're really good with this, you're really good with that." It's okay to take that, but don't let that soak in too much. Just give it back to the Lord, and you'll do a whole lot better if you just give it back to the Lord. And it's okay when people say you do a good job. We want to be encouraged with one another, but be careful how much you linger for that. You don't want to linger for it. You don't want to work and serve to hear those things. You don't want to do that. You want to give that back to God, because this is all God's anyway. But there was a thorn that was given to him, a thorn in the flesh. A lot of people have all kinds of ideas what that thorn was, but basically it was just something that was bothering him, something that was that Satan, that was something that was used so that wouldn't be exalted. That was just an obstacle. And folks, I want to tell you here at this church, we have obstacles. We have things that are one of the big things I think that we have, and God does it differently, and we're allowed to have these things differently so that we don't boast in ourselves. As one is that our membership, our attendance is always, I mean, there was moments where it got over 100, but we've always been pretty much under attendance on a Sunday's been under 100. Matter of fact, right now, last week it was 69. Today it's just you and I. But the ministries that we do and the things we do in this church, there's just no way that we could do them. But if we had all kinds of people, we might tend to think that, wow, New Life is everything. New Life is it, but New Life isn't. We're not able to do these things outside of God. We just can't. And there's no reason to think that we can. So I think sometimes we have to remember that God's called us to something bigger than ourselves to continue to do that. In our own personal lives, I think God's called us to do things that are much bigger than ourselves. And that causes us to lean on Him. And I think also another part of this is that from the very beginning of this vision that God has expressed that God is the, He will support the financial parts of these ministries. There's no way that a group of 70 people, even 100, even at 150, maybe even people at 200 cannot physically support all the things that we do. It's just no way. So we always have to keep going to the Lord. We have to always keep going to the Lord and praying about these things. He says, concerning verse 8, concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times, then it might depart from me. You know, there's nothing wrong with praying for yourself. I pray for myself. And it's okay to pray more than once. Continue to pray for something until God answers. If it's that important to you, you're going to pray for it. You're going to pray the Lord about it over and over and over again. And Paul did this three times. And then the Lord spoke to Paul. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So we see that there's things in our lives and at the church that we continue to pray for. Sometimes God allows those things to happen for us and answers those in the way we want. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But God does it in a different way, or He meets that need in a different way. God is always moving in this church. He's always moving in these ministries. I just pray that more churches would not have to do what we do, but just fall forward and jump off that bunk bed, per se, and just jump into Father's arms and just let Him catch you and trust Him. And just listen to what He's got to say and just move forward and keep doing what God's called you to do. Even if you have these things in your life, you got a thorn in your flesh. Okay, you got a thorn in your flesh. What do you do with it? You turn around and you pray about it and God didn't take it away. Well, what do you do with it? Well, you accept it. You work through it. You keep battling through it. You keep working through it. But you're going to pray through that. And what he says here, he says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient. God says, my grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. So he says, my grace is sufficient. It's enough for you. Basically he's saying, Jesus is enough. Wow, if we would just take that and ponder on that and process that for a minute, that Jesus is enough for everything and anything that we're doing in life. He is enough. I'll tell you that I have a lot of books in my library here at the office, and I have several at home, and of course we have some on our laptops and things like that, and I've reread a few of them. I do a lot of highlighting. I'm always highlighting the books, and when this COVID thing came, you know, and I think there's a lot of good wisdom in books. I like to read some books, but what it did was when we had this COVID thing, I started looking at those books and said, really, these books are not really helping me on how to work through this COVID thing. But I always go back, and what really helped me, it is the Word of God. God's Word takes care of all those things. And so we get this thorn in the flesh, even in our ministry, with this COVID thing. It's the books on the shelf are okay. They're tools, but nothing is as good as God's Word. And so it drew me back to even just deeper into God's Word, because God's grace is sufficient, even during this time, and His strength is made perfect. So he's whatever I'm going through, whatever the church is going through, that God gives me the strength. His strength is made perfect. It's just going to be perfect in my weakness. So I may not be able to do what I need to do. I may not be able to do it, and it's okay. But if God's called me to do that, or called you to do that, or this church to do something, and we may not have the strength to do it physically, or even spiritually, or even financially, God always makes a way, even in our weakness. And I think what that really does is it takes the pressure off of me. It takes the pressure off the church. We will do what we need to do and what we can do. But there's going to come a time that we can only go so far, individually and as a church and as a ministry, that we need to always turn to God It keeps us always turning to Him. And in that, we find that we can't quite get where we need to. And once again, this rings true. God's grace is sufficient. And He says, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. That is awesome. God makes the way. It's Him being a part of it. So many times we start ministries, we start programs, we do things, and we say God's a part of it, but He's really not. And what I love about this place here is that even in my own life, there are things that I'm called to do, I'm doing, but I don't quite get to where it needs to be. And that always reminds me, wow, I need to go back and pray to God. I need to go back and seek Him. I love it that there's walls in my life. I love it that there's boundaries, there's obstacles and mountains in my life. I love that. Because in those moments where I get to those and I can't get through that valley, or I can't quite get up that to that mountaintop, I'm always calling on the Lord, and the Lord always finds a way. And He always seems to do it in a way that I least likely expected. And so what that does is it turns my eyes off of what I'm doing, turn it on to the Lord, praying to the Lord, and the Lord moves whatever it is. And I still may be carrying some of those thorns in the flesh. I may have to still go through those obstacles, but it's not in the way that always I think it's going to be. So God makes a way. And He says, therefore, most gladly I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest on me. That I'm going to boast, He says, I'm going to boast in my infirmities. I'm going to boast in that stuff that's not really working for me. Those things are causing me not to get right. I'm going to boast in those lower points, and it's okay. And so it says that the power of Christ may rest on me. And like I said, there is no way we can do what we do without outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in my life, there's no reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I had my own plan, but God had a plan for me. And I finally jumped on that and following Him. And that came through a lot of obstacles, valleys and low points and just mountains I couldn't get around or over or through. But God always seemed to make a way. And when I didn't have enough funds, or we didn't have enough funds in the church, or we didn't have enough people to do what we needed to do, somebody would come up off the street, hand a check, someone else would turn around and come up out of the blue and volunteer, and things always get done. Why? Because that the power of Christ may rest on me. That through that, when we finally finish it and complete the task at hand, therefore, I take pleasure in the infirmities and reproaches and needs, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So I only have so much strength, and so do you. This church only has so much strength. There's a limit to the strength of this church. There's a limit to the strength of the ministries. But there is no limitations for God. And if God is with us, then who can be against us? There's no obstacle, there's no infirmities, there's no reproaches, no needs that's bigger, no persecution bigger than what God can handle. No distresses, no lack of funds, no lack of volunteers. God always finds a way and makes a way. So He says, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. I take those things, we take those things when we are in need, when we are not feeling like things are going great. We're going to take that before the Lord. And this says this, for when I am weak. And folks, I want to tell you, there's so many times you can look at me and I may look like I'm strong, but I'm telling you, there are times when I am weak, but I know where my strength is coming from. Sometimes I'm only standing because of the Lord. Sometimes we'll only have another Sunday because of the Lord. Sometimes that electric bill only gets paid because of the Lord. And that's okay. That's the way we want it here. Yes, we have campaigns for our ministries. We have building programs and those kind of things. And we always end up kind of coming up low here or there. But I'm telling you, God always makes a way. And I would always rather be in need than always have what I would like to have and forget the Lord. No, I would always rather have these things and always be reminded that I need the Lord in my life personally, that I need the Lord in my ministry, that I need the Lord in this church. We all need the Lord, and we need the Lord in our ministries. For without Him, it's nothing. It's nothing. So, for when I am weak, then I am strong. So sometimes when I feel weak, I feel weak. And I'm like, what is going on? I go to the Lord, and in that moment, I'm going to the Lord with what's going on that's causing me to feel weak. And all of a sudden, the Lord just comes upon that moment, and he starts to fill up, and he begins to do things, and strength comes up way beyond what measure that I had, or what kind of measure of faith that I have. When Christ comes on the scene, all those levels just blow up. They go out. They go past what you already have. And then God begins to move. So what I think here is Paul's saying, I've got some things, I've got something that I just want to get rid of. I've got some things I got, there's something in my life I want to get rid of. And there's a thorn in the flesh. Man, it's here to buffet me. It's here to keep me straight. And I don't like it. And I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to ask the Lord to take it away. I would do the same thing. You would too. But God steps on the scene and says, no, I'm going to allow that to be there. So you don't get prideful. So you don't get big-headed. So you don't think you're all that. But I think most of it is that God is saying, I'm going to leave that there so you don't forget about me. That you don't forget about me, the Lord, your God, your Savior. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Jesus is enough. And my strength is perfect in weakness. We got to remember that Jesus is enough. Enough for you, enough for me, enough for any problem in our life. And Jesus is enough for what's going on in America today and in the world today. He's always been enough. We need to keep our eyes on the cross. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Take every captive, every thought captive. I know right now that we're struggling through some things in life. One thing I've learned through is this. I'm not going to rely on myself. I don't need no credit. Yeah, it's nice to be encouraged. It's nice to be lifted up from time to time. But got to be careful with that. People boast on you. Definitely don't boast about yourself. Don't look for the applause. Just look for Jesus. It's not hard to find. I want to pray for you today because I would rather be in person with you today. I think you would rather be in person with all of our church family today too. And it's a little hard to go back to online services, but it's better to have online than not have nothing at all. I want to close, and I want to share a couple of things before I close. One, be careful what you read and what you watch on your phone and on the web, on the Google, on YouTube. There's a lot of false prophets and preachers out there right now. Be careful to stay in the Word. The Word will keep you straight. They're very luring. They're very charismatic. They'll draw you in. Be careful. Be careful that you don't let politics overshadow your relationship with Christ. That your reading of all those things don't overshadow your reading of the Word. And above all, I want to remind you that Christ conquered everything, even fear. Paul told Timothy, for God did not give you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Fear is an enemy. It's part of the enemy. It's a tool that the enemy uses to defeat you. When we have fear in our lives, we become very vulnerable and very weak. So I want to pray for you today that you stay strong in the Word and you stay solid in your relationship with Christ. And let me tell you, you don't need to come to church and go down to the altar to get your life straight. You can do it right where you are right now. You can just say, and talk to the Lord about those things if you're struggling with fear and those things. And remember, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you, no matter what you're going through. And his strength is made perfect in weakness. You're never as weak as you think you are. For when God is with you, you are stronger than anything in front of you. I want to pray and then give you a few announcements as we close. Father, I pray, Father, for each person that is listening today, that their heart is right with you, that they know that, that we are not to boast on each other and boast on things that they shouldn't boast on, but turn those boasts into boasting to the Lord and about the Lord. Father, anyone that's struggling with some thorns in the flesh or obstacles in their life, some mountains they can't get around or through. I pray, Father, that they would know that sometimes those are set there on a purpose, that you're going to use them to draw them closer to you, that they might rely on you instead of themselves. Anyone struggling with fear, I pray that you'll just overshadow them with your strength and your love, that that fear may just fade away. And draw all of us to your word and to your love, to spiritual growth. We ask a blessing on those of New Life and those who are listening. We pray, Father, for our country. We lift our country up to you. We pray, Father, this country would draw to you. And Lord, we thank you for your goodness and mercy and your grace. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.